We were fortunate enough to have skill, help, and the equipment, and the heart and the bravery, and we're always going to have that forever. So
that's Rudy Flores, one of the 11 members of the Little River Band of Pomo Indians who stayed behind during the October firestorms. The men saved all but three of the houses on the Redwood Valley Rancheria with the help of a brand new water tender and a neighbor who dug lines with a bobcat. Most of the men are not trained firefighters, but Matt Smith works with the Forestry Service at the Upper Lake Ranger District, and Don Navarez has experience operating heavy equipment. Here's Brian Yepes, chair of the Northern Circle Indian Housing Authority, presenting Flores with a special blanket.
So for you guys, we actually chose a special one. This one's called the Fire Legend Blanket. The Fire Legend Blanket. The legend behind the Fire Legend is that the heroes actually turned themselves into a rabbit. They ran and captured the burning bushes and just ran as far as they could from the community, whereby saving their community. So we thought that of all the blankets we looked at, we really tried to have them have a meaning, and this is the closest one that could come to the meaning in terms of the fire legend and the heroic work you guys did. I'll wrap you with this bad boy.
After everyone had received their blankets, Tribal Chair Deborah Ramirez reminded the audience of friends and family members who had lost their homes. She asked everyone to remember that they too are courageous for starting over again. One fire survivor expects to move into a new place on her birthday, an announcement that also drew a round of applause. I had a chance to speak with some of the men before the traditional dancers emerged onto the lawn. Flores took the first question.
Did you guys coordinate your decision to stay and fight the fires, or did you all just decide individually?
Monkey see, monkey do, pretty much. I had a few cousins out there before I was able to even see it, and they were already coordinating the water truck, and we used our common sense and our previous firefighting skills that my cousin Matt Smith has.
Okay.
He's an official firefighter.
Okay.
And whatever needed to be done, it got done.
Smith just happened to be home that night.
It was actually one of my few days off that I get, you know, and my sister woke me up and said, "Hey, bro, there's a big fire outside." And I was thinking, like, maybe way off in the distance, but it was literally right off the front porch.
I wondered how the men had coordinated their tactics. Smith told me they did it the old-fashioned way.
You guys had communications with firefighters outside.
Yeah.
How did you get your communications when all the phones and the internet and everything was down?
A Cal Fire guy came up, and I just had a quick word with him, and I just let him know what we're doing, and he was just like, "Yeah, man, you know, that's good." He was like, "We're spread really thin. We're you know, did a quick scouting of what they needed," and he said, "All right, well, more resources are on the way. It's just gonna take a minute, but basically just be careful and don't let nothing wrap around you, you know." And so that's what we did.
So don't let the fire wrap around you.
Yeah, just in case we're, you know, yeah.
As people settled into chairs beneath the shade structures, about a dozen dancers, from knee-high little boys to a gray-haired woman, emerged onto the lawn. Flores kept time alongside one of the women who had lost her house. They were celebrating courage and moving on with their lives. We'll close with Mendocino County Supervisor Carrie Brown reading from the proclamation honoring the men. I'm Sarah Wright for the KRCB North Bay Report.
Whereas a wind-whipped firestorm starting in the middle of the night on Sunday, October 8th, 2017, furiously traveled at a high speed from the neighboring valley of Potter west into Redwood Valley. And whereas the glow of the firestorm was visible in the hills at midnight, and whereas a crew of tribal men fought the fire through the night, saving all but three homes. I don't know why I'm shaking. It's probably because I'm still emotional.